So there is this concern, right, that all of the accumulated knowledge and the oral history that could be passed on between, you know, from one worker to another was potentially going to be lost.
This is the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Tuesday, October 17th.
Our third guiding principle, you know, that says workers are indivisible. There can be no discrimination because of race, color, creed, national origin, religious or political belief, sex, sexual identity, or gender preference. And it goes on to talk about how discrimination of worker against worker is suicide, and that it's a weapon of the boss and doesn't serve to help anybody but the employers.
That's from the Docker podcast on the Labor Radio Podcast Network, laborradionetwork.org. Today's labor quote is by Walter Reuther, who said, "There is no power in the world that can stop the forward march of free men and women when they are joined in the solidarity of human brotherhood." In today's labor history, on this date in 1950, the Salt of the Earth strike began by the mostly Mexican-American members of Mine, Mill, and Smelter Workers Union Local 890 in Bayard, New Mexico. Strikers' wives walked picket lines for 7 months when their men were enjoined during the 14-month strike against the New Jersey Zinc Company. The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. We're also supported by you, our listeners. Please donate now to WPFW's Fall Drive online at WPFWFM.org or call 1-800-222-9739. Solidarity works, and thank you. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network.